Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us today comes from the Gospel, taken from Matthew chapter 16, again at the 13th verse. Now, when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." This is God's word. What is the most important question that you have ever answered? How about, what are you going to be when you grow up? Or, will you marry me? Or maybe, when would you like to schedule that surgery? Your answer to these sort of questions can set the course for your life, can have far-reaching implications. Yet above them all is another question. It's a question that was first asked a couple thousand years ago, and since then, billions of people have dealt with it. Some have wrestled with it, others have had their lives changed for the better by it, and others still have been haunted by this question. More is riding on it than you may imagine. The question, who do you think Jesus is? First time this question was asked, it was asked by Jesus himself. And he asked it of his disciples. It was a pivotal moment in their relationship, although they couldn't have realized it right at the time. Looking back on it, reflecting on it, the apostles definitely realized the magnitude of this moment. We know this because Matthew, Mark, and Luke each include it in their accounts of Jesus' life. So what was that conversation like? Well, Jesus began it with a warm-up question. He asked, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" In a sense, he was asking his followers who people say that he is. What's the word on the street about me? He wanted to know. And the answers that trickled back varied. Some said Jesus was John the Baptist, come back to life. Others say Jesus is Elijah the prophet, apparently returned from heaven. They're answers that sort of sniff around the truth, but never quite dig it up. They identify Jesus as a prophet, which is not wrong in and of itself, but that's as far as it goes. And not much has changed in some 2,000 years. If you Google the name Jesus, you'll get approximately 907 million hits and at least that many opinions about who Jesus is. Now, I am going to avoid listing 907 million opinions. So let me summarize. Who do people say Jesus is? Some would say he's an enlightened spiritual teacher. Some would say he's a fraud. I am not making this up. Some would say he's an extraterrestrial. Others say he never existed at all. And then there are over a billion Christians in our generation alone who who believe that Jesus is the only Son of the Father, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, was buried, on the third day rose again, 40 days after that, ascended into heaven. We could spend days on end talking about who people think Jesus is, and it would be a fascinating conversation. At times it would be an intense, very heated conversation, but in the end, it's not enough to have the conversation. It's not enough to talk about Jesus. What matters, finally, is the second question Jesus asks. But what about you? Who do you say I am? There it is. What's your answer? Everybody has one. Even if the answer is, I don't know. But I'm guessing that your answer is a lot more developed than that. But only you know for sure. Who do you think Jesus is? As you think about your answer, listen to how the disciple Peter answered. He started by saying, Jesus, you are the Christ. The Christ. What does that mean? Well, Peter is saying that Jesus is the anointed one. That's what Christ means literally. It's not Jesus' last name. It is a title. And it's a title indicating the most fascinating historical figure ever. Calling Jesus the Christ is calling him the one God was talking about all the way back in the Garden of Eden, who would crush the head of the tempter serpent. Calling Jesus the Christ is calling him the prophet God promised to send, who would be like Moses, in the sense that he would be a person, a human. Calling Jesus the Christ means calling him the suffering servant shown to the prophet Isaiah, who would take the punishment of his people and by doing that, deliver them. Calling Jesus the Christ means calling him the one who looks like a Son of Man seen in Daniel's vision, a human figure who would be given the throne of Almighty God and would reign over that kingdom forever. Calling Jesus the Christ is calling him the rescuer, the redeemer, the savior, the Messiah promised from old. That's not it, though. Peter goes on to say that Jesus is the Son of the living God. And did you catch this? Jesus doesn't disagree with Peter. Jesus had disagreed with Peter before, to the extent that he said, "Get behind me, Satan." So Jesus knew how to disagree with Peter. He doesn't do that here. He allows Peter and his statement to stand. In fact, he calls Peter's statement of faith the rock on which his church would be built. So clearly, Jesus wants to be thought of as the Christ and the Son of the living God. It's how he wants to be known. Who do you think he is? Is your answer close to Peter's? Do you call Jesus your rescuer, your savior from the guilt of sin, your savior from the sting of death, your rescuer from the torment of hell? Do you call Jesus the Son of God, the Son of the living God, truly God and truly man, both at the same time? Do you call Jesus Lord? Ruler of your life? And do you understand why your answer is so important? Now, if you said that your answer means the difference between eternal joy and eternal sorrow, in other words, the difference between heaven and hell, you're right. The apostles boldly preached, there is no other name than the name of Jesus by which we must be saved. Saved from what? You might wonder. Saved from having to pay the penalty for our sins on our own. Saved from a path that leads to total self-destruction. The name of Jesus tells us who He is and what He does. Jesus' name means the Lord saves. So yes, your eternal destination rides on your answer. But that's not all. If you say Jesus is the Christ, your Savior, do you know what you're saying? You're admitting that you are someone who needs what Jesus alone can provide. You're admitting that you have no standing or status before God that can help you get somewhere with Him. It all rests on what Jesus has done. By dying on the cross in your place, by rising from His grave alive, He's done everything necessary for you to stand in full freedom before the Father. And that's the gospel. And as the gospel gets worked into you, into your brain, your mind, as it gets worked into your heart, it's worked into your soul and the place where you make your decisions from, it's going to make changes. If you say Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, that means you're going to stop grading yourself against other people. You know why? Because you'll understand we're all in the same boat. We all have the same need that only Jesus can provide. Our standing is the same before God. We are sinners in need of mercy. If you say that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, that means that as the gospel gets worked into you, you are going to value your forgiveness so much that you become a more forgiving person. If you say Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, then at the very least you will find yourself thinking about what matters to Him. And where you're headed when you start thinking that way is actually giving Jesus control of your life. Every part of it, every segment and box belongs to Him. You see, calling Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God, calling Jesus your Savior, isn't just getting an answer right on a test so that you can go to heaven when you die. Calling Him your Savior changes who you are today. Not only does the gospel of Jesus bless you, it makes you a blessing to others. Who do you say Jesus is? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, through your word, we are challenged and confronted today with what's the most important question we will ever be asked or answer. Peter answered correctly, and you told him that the answer was given to him by your Father. And certainly your Holy Spirit had a role to play in that answer as well. Lord, we pray that you, through your Father, through the Spirit, would shape our answer as well, so that we would be able, having met you in word, having met you in sacrament, would also confess that you are the Christ. You are the fulfiller of every biblical promise. You are the Son of the living God. You rule over all things.